The BOE Report. Exclusive interviews.
What was it that you saw in Spartan that attracted you to making the acquisition?
I think the couple of things, the quality of their land and then also the strength of their balance sheet. With the Pembina Cardium, there's so much history in the area because of all the vertical drilling that's been going on for 40, 50 years. So I think most of us know what the quality of the land is for all the other landowners in addition to your own. And I think we liked the quality of their land. And by that, I mean that they're just... is an awful lot of oil in place per section, and very little of it has been produced so far. The oil in place would, in a lot of the areas, would exceed 15 million barrels per section, and in a lot of cases, less than 5% of that would have been produced over the years. So I think that's always an attractive thing for us, and I think the second thing is that the land is contiguous with a lot of our land, so it's our operators can do some of the operating. Our maintenance, our field superintendent can look after the whole thing, and the maintenance superintendent can look after that part of it as well. So it was a really good fit. And initially we looked at it because we always look at other potential combinations with other companies. And to start with, it seems as if the cost would be too much from what we had heard that they wanted. And then when they had that transaction going with Pinecrest and that started to fizzle, then we decided to get involved.
How many locations would you say you have in the Pembina area and into the Cardium?
At the present time?
Yes, sir.
And that would be horizontals that you're speaking about now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We have 250 sections of land, and if you put four wells per section, that would be 1,000. And this year we're drilling 42 gross wells, so that would be about 13 to 14 years of undrilled locations. But most, I guess, analysts or companies are now thinking that you'll need more than four wells per section. So if you go to six wells per section, we'd have at least 18 years of undrilled locations. And if you need eight, you'd have 24 years of undrilled locations. So we have an awful lot of land.
Okay. So the dividend payments for Bonterra this year, 2013, look like it's going to be about $100 million. And then the capital program is $90 million. And which properties and what's the capital allocation of that $90 million?
Be about $62 million for the old Bonterra property and $28 million for the new Bonterra property.
And what sort of growth are you targeting year over year?
We're on a per-share basis, we're looking at growing by 5%, but we've averaged about 10% for the last 5 years, so we always shoot for at least a 5% growth, and that's production per share now, and reserves per share. We do it on a per-share basis, not just gross volume.
Sure. Just into the future, you see any major changes happening with Bonterra, or is it a company that you think you can sustain for a very long period of time?
Yeah, we can. And what we try to do is we try to grow the dividend. Say, for example, since 2008, we've grown it from 12 cents to 26 cents, and next month we're going up to 28 cents. So we try to grow it that way, but we also try to grow the company so that the shareholder gets two awards. You get your dividend every month, but you also should get some stock appreciation because of increasing dividends pretty well on an annual or sometimes twice per year where we would increase. So we look at growing two ways or returning to the shareholder in two ways.
Okay. George, thank you for your time.
Very, very welcome. Thank you, Josh.